Here we come again, another brand new hour of the Steve Garrett Show. Glad to have you along for the conversation as we roll into it here. Fighting for you from the foxhole of freedom. Look, I'm going to tell you the truth. If it hurts a little bit, good. It's probably good for you. Pay attention. You might learn something today. This is the Steve Garrett Show. Three big things you need to know to start this hour. Number one, Ford recalling 456,000 Bronco and Maverick pickup trucks. If you're driving one of those, you're going to want to know about that. I'll have that in just a moment. In Michigan, the DNR number two, the DNR has budget amendments rejected as Republicans are like, you don't even listen to anything we offer, which makes sense. None of it. Number three, I want you to weigh in this. They, she, he, me. That's the way the flyer looked from DeWitt Public Schools. They, she, he, me, yes. They are teaching the proper pronouns, they say. The proper pronouns for kindergartners at DeWitt Public Schools. Kindergartners and first graders get to learn about they, she, he, me. That's the way exactly how it looked, by the way, on the press release from Shavey Road Elementary. Dear parents and guardians, we would like to inform you of a lesson that will be taught in your child's classroom. I want you to hear this because this has got people fired up. It's gotten tens of thousands of views. Michigan News Source put this story up on Facebook yesterday. Last time I looked, it had over 30,000 people that had read the article. I'm sure it's much larger now. It's gone boom, as you can imagine. Dear parents and guardians, this is from Shavey Road Elementary. We would like to inform you of a lesson that will be taught in your child's classroom. The lesson goals are to help students share and explore pronouns through discussion and literature to embrace differences and promote acceptance. I think the word literature here is being used very loosely. During the lesson, the students will listen to the book They, She, He, Me, Free to Be and participate in discussion about the book. Practice using the pronouns they, them, and what to do if we make a mistake with pronouns. These are not pronouns being properly used. This is an abuse of the English language, by the way. The school district is openly teaching you how to misuse words in an improper context. But my mother was a school teacher. She would be appalled by this. My grandmother, the school teacher, she'd be appalled. They, them doesn't apply, but I digress. Learn that it's not okay to change someone's pronouns on purpose and to always try to use the pronouns that people want to be called. Now, it's pretty clear they have an agenda here, right? That's patently obvious right here. We will be teaching this lesson the next few weeks. The lesson and discussions will be taught and led by your child's classroom teacher and our school social worker. Great. If you wish to review the lesson content more in depth, please contact the school principal by 4:18 today. Hey, you've been invited to contact the school principal today. April 18th. If you wish to have your child excused from participating in this lesson, please complete, sign, and submit the attached exemption form no later than 4:18. Yeah. So, they'll be teaching these lessons. They give the parents the 18th deadline. Now, 30 and a half of DeWitt public school students are only partially proficient in math. 15% not proficient in math at all. Likewise, students of DeWitt are only partially proficient in English. That's 39% of them. Only 14% are non-proficient. So what are our priorities here? Oh, and by the way, the school district sent out a response, right? They sent out a response. I got to go back and find it here. As I saw this, they put out a response. Here it is. And I want to read this to you. Dear DeWitt Public School families, at DeWitt Public Schools, the safety and well-being of our students and school community is our top priority. We do not tolerate discrimination, harassment, bullying, or threats of any kind, whether on school property or on social media. Consistent with our mission to provide a safe, welcoming environment where all learners can succeed. I want to take this opportunity to update you regarding an optional mini lesson we offer to students in one of our elementary school classrooms, kindergarten. The purpose is to promote greater understanding, compassion, and kindness regarding gender identity and the use of pronouns. It's not designed to challenge, persuade, or alter family beliefs. Really? Let's go back to what it says here. Learn that it's not okay to change someone's pronouns on purpose and to always try to use the pronouns that people want to be called. Practice using the pronouns they, them, and what to do if we make a mistake. It's not a mistake to use the English language properly. It's not designed to challenge, persuade, or alter family beliefs. That's exactly what it's designed to do by their own words, not mine. By their own words, not mine. This is an optional lesson, 100% voluntary, only being offered to students in one first grade classroom in response to concerns brought to our attention, not as part of our general curriculum. Really? All right. This comes from Dr. Shanna Spickard, the superintendent of DeWitt Public Schools. By the way, you can call Shanna, 517-668-3000, if you'd like to weigh in. Today's the deadline, after all. 517-668-3000. Not doxing anyone. That is a public phone number. You could have found it on your own. Again, it aims to promote a safe and respectful learning environment where all our students feel valued. What about those students that don't buy into this? What about the students that think there are proper English terms and proper pronouns, and this is not it? Do they get respected or do they get marginalized because it's not okay to change someone's pronouns on purpose? Liz Crouch, the principal over there at Shavey Road Elementary, Whatever. For kids that are not proficient in English and math, we're going to take time to teach you the improper use of the English language using incorrect and inaccurate terms and call them pronouns even when it's wrong. This is what we're teaching kids. False information. Words matter. Oh, let me help you with this, DeWitt. Let me help you again with this, DeWitt. And again, I'm going to put this where it belongs, right in the garbage can. Any questions? You can call me and send me a note at stevegruber.com. I'm glad to listen to you. I'm happy to hear what you have to say, but that's garbage. They know it. So do you. Ford recalling 456,000 Ford Broncos and Maverick pickup trucks, those cute little trucks. National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says the control modules for the vehicles may fail to detect a battery charge causing a loss of power. No information on whether that's created any actual problems like an accident, but there you have it. For those of you in Southern Michigan, closed circuit, Doty Mechanical, my favorite, folks, when it comes to HVAC, heating and air, and now plumbing, Doty Mechanical is there for you. You can spring into action, Doty Mechanical's early spring specials. If you book between now and the end of the month, get everything inspected and save lots of money. A safety inspection on your furnace or your air conditioner is just $35. If you want a 17-point inspection, thorough furnace or air conditioning inspection, it's just $69. And if you mention Steve Gruber, you'll get a free plumbing inspection, whatever you want. 517-327-7777. 327-7777. In and around the Lansing area for Doty Mechanical, D-O-T-Y. DotyMechanical.com. Listen, I've used Doty Mechanical for a long time, long before I ever did this program. I've been with them for like 25 years. Boy, am I old. DotyMechanical.com, 517-327-7777. Mention Gruber, save lots of money. I'll be right back. The cost of heating and cooling your home seems to be going up every year, and you know it. But there's something you can do. With the WellConnect Hybrid Geothermal System, you can cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. How? If you have a well in your yard and use propane, natural gas, heating oil, or even wood, the patented WellConnect system could save you a ton of money. That's right, your well is the renewable green energy source for your WellConnect Hybrid Geothermal System, delivering a state-of-the-art heat pump, usually in less than a day. WellConnect is the Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Get connected to WellConnect right now, and you can still qualify for a 30% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. WellConnect.
The pandemic has made it clear, if you're overweight, have diabetes or high blood pressure, you are at risk. MyPure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With MyPure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. MyPure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com, GruberHealth.com.
At the Michigan Chamber, we're here to help our state's businesses tackle the tough issues in the legislative, political, and legal arenas so job providers can grow and thrive. We pride ourselves on our hustle, making sure no one works harder or gets more done. That's why we've been voted the most effective membership organization for 18 years running. If there's an issue affecting you and your business, we're here to help. The Michigan Chamber, on the job for you, to protect, connect, and strengthen.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber or how to become a member, visit michamber.com.